The only thing different about the mine hut was evidence of recent foot traffic in front of it, and a door slightly ajar. Johnny pushed it open with his cane. The smell of human blood hit him. There was a scurry of something in there. Johnny drew his belt gun, but it was only a large rat that came charging out. The Scot was behind him with an assault rifle. Two Russians were coming up. Johnny flooded the mine lamp light into the place. There was something lying against the far wall. He could not make it out for a moment and stepped forward to find he was walking in blood. He turned the mine lamp fully on the object. He went closer. It was hard to tell what it was beyond a mangle of shredded flesh. Then he saw a piece of cloth, part of a kilt. It was Allison. The Scot and the Russians stood petrified. A closer examination showed that every artery and major vein had been left unsevered. Careful cyclo claws had ripped away the flesh around them, slice by slice. The whole body had been shredded in such a fashion. It must have taken hours for him to die. They had left the throat and jaws until last, and much of them still remained. Interrogation, cyclo style. There was something in the remains of the hand. A sharp-edged tool cyclos often carried in their pockets to clean motor points. A major artery on the inside of the leg was parted. Allison had effected his own death. He must have seized the tool from an unguarded pocket and finished himself. Could they have rescued him? Not in this forest and on this road, Johnny thought, sadly. The cyclos must have started his torture at the compound and finished it here when they feared he might be dying, and they would have learned nothing of any help for their own convoy. Allison had not even known of their own expedition. Ah, but Allison possibly could have told them the numbers and disposition of bases the humans now had. And Allison had probably talked, for there are limits to human endurance. No. The remaining teeth were chipped with grinding. The jaws seemed to be frozen shut. Possibly Allison had not talked. But it didn't matter whether he had talked or not. The convoy was doomed. It was doomed in the narrowed eyes of the Russians. It was doomed in the angry clench of the Scot's fist on a claymore. After a little, the Scot went out and got a tarp and laid it gently over the mess that had been Allison. The Scot said,
"We'll be back for you, laddie. With blood on our blades. Never fear."
Johnny walked back out into the rain. It came to him suddenly that the Brigantes now had a blood feud with Scotland. The cyclos? He was not too sure he wanted them alive now. And he had to make himself be very rational about it.